All right, welcome to the board and to our distinguished guests this evening.
It's good to have you.
Do y'all have any comment before we get started, since you're the only public here?
Fun to be back. I don't have to do it all the time.
Brings back memories. What can I say?
I did have about a half, and there were actually about 10 people said, thank you for the invitation, but I am not able to be there. But they at least acknowledged.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. All right. Moving on down the agenda, do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
All right. We have a move and a second. Any discussion? All right. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. All right. Moving on to item four, approval of minutes from our April 19, 2018 meeting. Does anyone have any comments, suggestions, corrections regarding the minutes from the April meeting?
Well, you're done. We incorporated a typo or two that Sandy was kind enough to point out.
Okay. All right.
Motion to approve.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign. All right. Get up here and forget to vote. All right. Move forward to item five, subdivision approvals and updates.
In front of you, you will see the subdivisions and exemptions that came through our office since the last meeting. There is one three-lot subdivision. There were six changing of boundary lines between adjoining properties, one recombination, one greater than 10 acres, where both pieces were greater than 10 acres. One was a family subdivision, and one was a court order of land division, and one was a review only. There are a couple that are still waiting on small changes by the surveyor that we will review soon, that we have started the review process of. But those are the exemptions and subdivisions that we have seen and approved.
Now, Joy, on the review only, that means that they're going to have to come back with other data.
No. A review only is an existing parcel that maybe it has a new right-of-way, maybe it is just an existing parcel that is changing owners and they want to document the boundary lines as shown by the surveyor.
Technically, we don't even have to do anything. The registration means... As a plat review officer, they could also approve, but what I have found, just for the convenience of citizens, is that oftentimes registered deeds get stuff and they're uncomfortable and they end up sending them back over to us on something like that. So we have a stamp that says review officer only, and that's it.
Okay. Any other questions regarding the subdivisions and exemptions? Hearing none, we'll move on to old business. Item A, 2025 comprehensive plan accomplishments.
So I'm going to start, and Joy and Kaylin may be able to add in. We'll add in. Joy's put together on the screen. Is this from the beginning, or is this just kind of scrolling
through? It's scrolling through.
Scrolling through.
Would you like me to start at the beginning?
Yeah, it would be. It would be great. So one of the complaints that we had early on when we started with the 2025 plan was, what have we done with the 2005 plan? You know, what happened? A lot happened. We actually even had some documentation for it. But what we're doing right now is tracking what we as a department are doing, and you'll see that right now Joy's put together just some things that we thought we might have 100-150 people here tonight. Sam, thank you for being here. This is a room full of either
challenge. There's a lot of closed roads.
So what we've done, I say that, Joy has actually gone through the different objectives, the focus areas and objectives, and has identified what just our department has done. And what we will do next is go back through, finalize the form that was at the end of the document. So you remember there was kind of a form with it, it would have a check or ongoing or it won't be done. But I think, Joy, how many did you find that we've actually been working on?
Well, there's 41 slides, and most slides have about two, except for the first nine slides. So there's quite a few. You'll notice on this slide that there are two action steps, and one effort that our office has done that fits within both of those.
So that's the Acosta Road project. Has anybody been by there recently?
Yes.
Yes.
That's great. So that's something that we were very instrumental in helping to accomplish. Why don't you just go through, Joy, and just highlight
all right. So economic health objective one, continue. Supporting Transylvania County's TDA's efforts to expand the wayfinding project. We applied for and received an ARC grant to help with installing wayfinding signs throughout the county. You may have seen them.
Yeah, you've seen them up at your end of the county. You've seen them.
Yeah,
up there.
So TDA provided matching funds, so we got 10 signs throughout the county. We are currently working with the tax office and the building and permitting office in the city of Brevard to use additional layers on the tax records. So the mountain ridges, the protected mountain ridges, will be an added layer to WebGIS so that the general public can see it. So people looking for developing a cell tower will be able to identify themselves whether it's on a protected mountain ridge.
The other two things that are going to be identified will be water supply watershed. And then the one thing that kind of started this effort for us was we are responsible for locally designated structures and making sure that they are in compliance. And we realized after the city had approved something that had not gone through local designation that we had an issue. And so Joy has now is working with the tax administration office, and those pins are going to flag. So if we or the city of Brevard type in that parcel number, it will flag as being locally designated. You don't just issue a permit. You have to check what is actually being done and then bring it back to us with the JHPC.
Initiate efforts to maintain and enhance infrastructure in order to improve the unique quality of place that we have in our county. We provide staff support to the Transylvania County Transportation Advisory Committee. Many of you guys stepped across next door.
Yes.
We like we do with you guys, we provide meeting minutes and we draft the draft agenda for the Transportation Advisory Committee, and help bring in guest speakers and document what they do so that the general public can be more involved in transportation. We also are coordinating meetings with NCDOT, the Forest Service, and the City of Brevard to support the Federal Lands Access Program to improve transportation into the forest along US 276, hopefully to improve the safety of that road for emergency vehicles, as well as park visitors.
So that'll go from the intersection all the way to Avery Creek Road.
Objective two, action steps continued. Evaluate and identify alternative transportation services such as rideshare. Alternative transportation goes beyond rideshare. It can include active transportation such as bikes and pedestrian efforts. And so working with Alta Planning and NCDOT, we're helping to coordinate and support, providing support to Alta Planning as they develop a comprehensive bicycle plan for Transylvania County.
So we have a task force that is voluntary, much like the community advocates for the planning their 2025 plan. We have our first kickoff in March. We've got our second meeting June 26th, and that evening we're going to Little River Community Center to suffer the slings and arrows of an outrageous group of citizens not all that thrilled about more bikes in that area. And so, but we're engaging, and that's part of the work that we're doing.
You all know that you have reviewed and permitted a new cell tower near Barclay Road in 276. We continue to get cell companies calling our office looking into developing further in our county.
And the potential is one in Thomaston, and possibly talking to one person is potential of the Cedar Mountain area. So there is more discussions taking place.
Kaylin and Mark were really instrumental in supporting the community center grant program getting off the ground. And it was funded through the county commissioners, and all 10 active community centers will be hotspots and will have connectivity.
Kaylin was the driver on that.
Advocating for actively identifying locations, funding, and necessary partnerships to increase broadband coverage. Our office administered and closed out an ARC free Wi-Fi grant in Rodman. The Comporium installed the equipment, and ARC provided some funds to assist with that. And we got a lot of data. It was useful. The environmental health goal. Coordinating with appropriate agencies to work with private landowners to maintain and enhance water quality for health and sensitive areas. We're working with Cooperative Extension with, as they update the Voluntary Ag District Ordinance. They're trying to get it more uniform to other ordinances across the state. We've been working with Bart on that.
Mark, I can add something to that too. In the agricultural community, for those who are applying the best management practices on the ground, Jeff and Joanne applied to have the French Park River as designated as a water supply watershed river, which means that the landowners that are applying for BMPs in the French Bug River watershed will get additional points on their applications for cost share funds to put BMPs on the ground.
So there's a lot of efforts that happen outside of our office. And one of the things that we were hoping to do tonight is get more information like that. But because our office and the planning board has not been involved in that particular effort, it's not up here. So there's a lot of things that we know about, and there's a lot of things we don't know about. And so as we move forward with implementing this plan, knowing that is very helpful so that we can put that in the success matrix.
Well, the state approved it for Jeff.
That's
and
awesome.
For the 2018-2019 application period for farmers or agricultural folks wanting to put BMPs on the ground.
Whose water supply today are they targeting on that? Because it's not in our water supply watershed.
Hendersonville, Asheville.
Okay, that's on. Thank you.
Continuing to provide assistance to identify and preserve significant lands and scenic areas and encourage development patterns that voluntarily reduce habitat fragmentation and conserve the rich natural resources. Planning Board has been involved in designating US 276 South as a scenic corridor and also updating the sign control ordinance and updating the mountain ridge protection ordinance. All of those have aesthetic components that protect the scenic areas of our county. And as staff enforcing those, we will continue to work towards that action step. supporting land uses that increase the economic opportunities while preserving the cultural and natural resources. One of the action steps underneath that objective was to facilitate community-based workshops to identify local concerns and help create possible solutions. Two efforts are underway right now. One, a private planning agency is working with the Lake Toxaway community to develop a small area plan or master plan for Toxaway. And Mark has been in multiple conversations with that planning agency. We also presented up at Cedar Mountain on Monday about how they may go forward with a small area plan if they wish to move forward with identifying the area and what their priorities are to address. And so we'll be assisting Cedar Mountain as they move forward to identify their concerns and tools that they have available to them that we can help support their initiatives. So that's something that will likely come in front of planning board in next year.
Next 6 months.
Yeah, next 6 months to a year. With support from the county manager and the county commissioners, the planning and community development staff sent out a request for letters of interest to developers who may be interested in developing workforce housing on land owned by Transylvania County. And that would meet the action step E of identifying alternative funding mechanisms to support affordable infill housing throughout the county, because it's land owned by Transylvania County that reduces the cost of developing it potentially, and would help keep the units that are created affordable for the workforce. So it's making 80% to 120% of the county median income. We received a couple of letters of interest from private developers, and we let nonprofit groups know about it as well, and we're moving forward with developing an RFP. So that is in the works.
That would be for 40-plus unit workforce housing. Again, workforce housing, I think George said, 80 to 120% of area median income, so roughly 32 to 52,000 is the target range. The big affordable project going in off of Nicholson Creek Road and Rosman Highway is 80 units, and that's an affordable housing project, less than 80% of area median income.
Land use and livability objective one, action step G, reviewing and updating existing ordinances. You all know that very well. sign control, scenic corridor, mountain ridge protection. Mountain ridge protection is not on the agenda for Monday night at the county commissioners, but
it probably will not be on the agenda until after the budget is after the budget is adopted. I think Jamie and the commissioners are looking at saying the budget is more important than Mountain Ridge, and there's no question that is the case.
Mark, can I ask a question about something here? Mm-hmm. On this prime farmland, when you consider the true definition of what prime farmland is and the limited acreage of it, that same land is also the highest sought-after land for development. So how are we addressing that?
Isn't that being addressed through the revisions to the ag district that they're working on right now? We're not working on anything, but I think BART is working on that. That's what that is about.
Yeah. There are some conservation measures, you know, where people put their land into conservation easements and all, mm-hmm. but our best land is the most developable land in there. I mean, it's a double-edged sword.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Mm-hmm. land use and livability, ensuring public safety efforts are financially supported, well-coordinated, and prepared for future growth. Item B was to continue to hold dialogue sessions between law enforcement and citizens to increase understanding and cooperation. There have been efforts to increase conversations between different groups and encourage empathy among all citizens of Transylvania County. And there's been efforts to develop a community relations council that staff have been involved in.
On the Project Empathy, Mike and I talked about this. That came out of really the Lake Toxaway community meeting that we had. Equity was the conversation up there. But then said more about empathy, being able to help people relate and be able to have a conversation with one another. One of the things that Project Empathy was able to do, and Mike, without any government funds, and that's held true on that with everything that we do. But the conversation that many of you may have seen, time to talk about the guns, we were in the background organizing that and trying to help make sure that that was very successful. It was well attended. There were about 160 people there. Phil Harris was part of the panel, but also the moderator. And I think that it speaks to particularly item B there between law enforcement and citizens. We have another event coming up in August that we're working on right now, trying to bring in approximately 80 high school kids from Davidson River, Brevard, and Rosman. These are going to be, we're not looking for all the leadership kids. We're looking for a diverse mixed group. And then we'll have about 20 elected community leaders. And right now we are thinking that it's going to be a good battle. And we will have a speaker that's going to come in and work with the kids to help them learn some skills, think about the other, and what does that mean, and how do you relate to one another. And this summer, there is a group of people that is working on something called Voices of Justice, and trying to help engage the community with dialogue of how do you deal with race? And one of the things, the Center for Spiritual Wisdom and Brevard College will be hosting a movie called 13th, as in the 13th Amendment. That's going to be taking place. The Music Center is going to be having some performances that are focused on Bernstein's works. Bernstein really looked at a lot of different issues as it relates to equity and justice. And then Brevard Little Theater is going to have three different cabarets, all focused on justice themes. And so we're helping with that right now. And then one last footnote. Most of that is probably just volunteer time, not done during office. But for purposes of tagging and saying what we're doing, it's up there.
Coordination and development of the comprehensive bike plan for Transylvania County and Watch for Me supports the development of appropriate infrastructure and educational programs for bikes and pedestrians. Promoting exceptional community facilities throughout the county was objective 3 under land use and livability. And one of the action items identified by the planning board as important was to support the development and maintenance and planning for continual operation of the community center within each township or community. And so, again, it goes back to the community center grant program for the 10 active community centers. Due to general statutes, the county can only support efforts of a 501c3 that is conducting operations that the county would be able to do but can support through funding. And so that's why it's the 10 active community centers that are 501c3. Health, culture and equity. There's a lot of action steps within this. Partnering with existing agencies to address community needs and supporting efforts to provide knowledge of local services. We recently worked with the Senior Task Force to develop the State of the Seniors report, and that was sent to, the draft was sent out to planning board members. The final report was approved by the Senior Services Task Force on Tuesday, and it's now on our website. So there, a lot of agencies provided information to our office, and we were able to coordinate and just condense the material to be a nice document that's readable. I hope you guys will concur with that. And so it's now up on our website, and it, AARP is already reaching out saying, how can we partner with this? And so...
And Joy was responsible for the bulk of that. She did a great job. So when you look at this document, you can thank Joy for the work that she did on it. Have you seen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. It's a great document. Joy has gotten absolutely great at these.
Coordinating and communicating efforts between Brevard, Rosman, and Transylvania County governments. Seeking opportunities for partnerships, we continue to do that. We continue to reach out to Rosman and Brevard and ensure that we are working collaboratively as much as possible.
On that, it's not public, but it's not public either. We have been asked to help with the Economic Alliance with writing a grant that would connect the town of Rosman with a business in Transylvania County, and so we're working on that from this office standpoint right now. And if you went back to that one map that had the economic nodes, there was that kind of long red line that followed 64. Mm-hmm. It fits exactly within that area, and so we've been spending some time on that right now.
Coordinating efforts with other agencies, jurisdictions, and stakeholders throughout the county to make possible the preservation of historical and cultural resources. Whereas we provide staff support to the Joint Historic Preservation Commission and have helped them to create brochures and booklets and maps for the historic home ramble that is taking place Saturday. All proceeds from that go back to our nonprofits, the Historical Society and the Heritage Museum. And so JHPC is actively taking a leadership role and helping the nonprofits that have such an instrumental role in providing education to the citizens about the history of our county and region. We're also partnering with the Heart of Brevard, using a grant from TDA to create a brochure for downtown historic Brevard, the Main Street District. If you guys know of any graphic designers who would be interested in helping us with that, send them my way. It will be advertised in the paper on Monday that we're looking for assistance from a graphic designer to design a brochure, because it will be a wide effort. So, actively focusing on community well-being by promoting communication, interaction, and cooperation and supporting various racial, religious, and cultural groups goes back again to the efforts to develop a community relations council and Project Empathy. One of the things we've heard from NCDOT is having a unified voice in the county is super important for any future road design or road development in the county. And providing that unified voice through involving the Transportation Advisory Committee and the public and getting as many people out to these meetings is really important. As we look to the future of roads in the county. Partnering with public and private entities to promote multi-use trails. Our office provided public engagement for a potential multi-use path along NC-280. Because it goes from Mills River down to Pisgah Forest, It's multiple jurisdictions, and Mills River City Council has decided not to move forward with that, so we're going to have to push from our side going up, and it will take a little longer because of funding sources. And the realistic lay of the land. Advocating with NCDOT to develop bike lanes, trails, and pull-offs to help minimize the danger on roads, motorists between bikes and motor vehicles, or coordinating and developing a comprehensive plan will determine where those infrastructure improvements are most appropriate and will help with NCDOT projects in the future. Again, the community centers offer support lifelong learning through the programs they offer and the internet connectivity that is one piece of the community center grant program.
Joy, if I can.
Yeah.
Little River, really almost non-existent as an organization a year and a half ago. They have, with the help of Kalen and others, really revitalized that center. They now are hosting 20 4-H kids once a month in that facility. We're seeing the same type of activity in some of the other community centers. And with free Wi-Fi now that will be offered to everybody from those, it will allow for the health department, it will allow for other organizations to be able to go to that facility and connect to Wi-Fi and be able to offer services there that they may not have, would not have had unless they came down to the bars, going back to that equity issue that we had.
That was mentioned this morning at Train. Train is a collaboration of nonprofit groups that meet once a month to say what's going on and learn about a resource. And we mentioned the internet access at the community centers, and several organizations around the table were excited to have that opportunity as they provide their services out in the outer reaches of the county. One of the other aspects of the Golden Leaf grant, besides the building off of the Coosa Road, was the expansion of STEM programs, assisting the school system in paying for equipment to help the kids learn these really cool. It's beyond me.
It's Legos.
But it's not. It's like cutting metal, and like it's cool. But it's STEM for the cutting edge future, and to tie them into the Blue Ridge Community College classes and local businesses. So $100,000 supported the school through the Golden Leaf grant. So that's what our office has been involved in and supported. As I mentioned, there's things that we have not been involved in that have happened and that do help move the 2025 comprehensive plan from being a document to read and learn from to being something to implement and guide the future development of our county. And so the annual success matrix, in the introduction, it says that it will be issued every 3 to 5 years, but we don't necessarily have to wait that long. If you know of something that has happened, send it our way, and we would love to keep track of it, of what's going on in the county that supports the 2025 comprehensive plan.
Thank you, Joy, and staff, for the update. Any questions? Any questions from the public? All right, okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I'm glad you pointed out, because I'm sitting there thinking that's just what their office has supported. There's a lot more going on in the city and the county and other organizations within the county are doing that. to support the comprehensive plan.
I think work with the early childhood initiative.
Yes.
I think of an announcement press release that went out this afternoon where the sheriff and manager are going to be working on the issue of opioids.
Opioids.
And how that affects health in the community. Health department's doing, you know, we have a lot of things right now, libraries. I think that the board, the planning board, identified areas that are being worked on, action items that are current, ongoing, but also a lot of forward thinking. And I think you saw a number of those items that were displayed are forward thinking and were new, and we're doing that. For anybody right now that would say, well, I'd like to see what you've been doing, I'd like to show them.
Thank you. Moving on to item B, 2025 Comprehensive Plan, APA, Award Recognition and Celebration.
We thought we'd have, again, 100 people here.
I'm hoping you'll have a big piece of cake over here.
I will, Linda asked me to bring her a piece of
cake. But we'll have to go boxes. Take all you want.
You know, it is sad that there's not more interest in the comprehensive plan. People don't realize how important that is, what it means to the county, and what's going to happen. That's
what let me ask you about that.
Jamie requires everybody to link their budget request to her strategic plan, not the conference.
That's right.
How does that relate? How does that relate?
So you can go back to that last line, Joy Ann. Each of the items, not that. Results notes, every one of these result notes on the far right will link back to a strategy. And then everything that we're doing in our office, whenever we generate a commissioner's memo, for example, for the mountain ridgetop at the bottom, it has to identify which commissioner's strategy that it is to focus on. So we're constantly linking back. And the presentation for tonight, we did not. We just identified what we've done here.
Well, I didn't see anything that couldn't be linked directly to a strategic plan goal.
And that was one of the planning board members' real goals. I am. Because we were having a meeting with him and Wayne Henney in our office, and they said, now, how is this going to tie back to the strategic plan? And so as goals were drafted and discussed by planning board members, what it started at was based on what was in the strategic plan.
That stemmed from the perception that Mark was addressing earlier, that nothing had been done from the previous plan. So we thought it was important that to be able to, on paper, show this goals supports this, because Mark took a lot of slack from most of the blame. I don't do things like that, but that nothing had been done from the previous plan.
Slack or flack?
Slack, flack, flack, whatever you want to call it.
Heat might be better.
But that came from that perception.
Okay.
And so, I think throughout the process we were pretty consistent with saying, how's this fit? Do you agree?
Absolutely. Because that was the starting point,
right.
Where we really wanted to make sure that we could link it all together and that we were going to track actual actions, continuously. So that's what's so great about the brief today, is to see the plan. And that it is a live document that is actually influencing what's being done, so.
Back in the air.
It's a great document, and the award going on to the next item. We do have one piece of business that needs a vote, but to go to the next item is that if I remember correctly, and my Maureen, you probably are the two that are going to have to help me. When we were looking at other examples, and we said the Envision Utah and some of the others, did one of you not say that if we're going to do this, we might as well do something that would be award-winning? In my mind, I have that there was at least a discussion that we're going to do something that was going to be award-winning. And I did a brief check of some of the minutes, but could not find anything for that. Anyway, in preparation for making the submission, Joey and Caitlin said, let's do it, why not? And they put together the application to APA, American Planners Association. We went through the county division, and it's a small jurisdiction. And so all counties across the country, 50,000 or less, were competing. We don't know how many there were, but that's the division we were in. And we were recognized, and there were a lot of great comments made about this plan. And so I think the county should feel really good about something, despite the lack of a lot of people here. We should feel good about it. And I certainly do, and I think that what I've shared with people is that I think it was the planning board, I think it was community advocates, people like Sam, who after our meeting at Bavard Community Church said, Mark, I'll give you $300. I'd like you to try what was essentially a skip app and see how that would work. And actually, it was a lot of fun. First time that any local jurisdiction had used a tool like that in this area. And it's also these two that spent a tremendous amount of time on it. And then I have to give credit to Jamie and to the commissioners. I think the commissioners not always, I think they had different views on some of this at times, and we had to work around that, but it all came together. It was, I think, a very informative document. It's a good booking document, and I think it has a lot of meaning, just as you saw with what's being done.
So we talked about through the process, and that's, I think, worth mentioning again, that the diversity of the board, and I think to a large degree, the diversity of community advocates was responsible for it. We didn't have groupthink, let me just say it that way. Which a lot of times I think you get stuck in groupthink, and that certainly wasn't our problem.
No, that wasn't.
It was mine from that product. From that process came a really good product, because if you look at it, there's a lot of things represented across the board that was a result of the diversity. There were some contentious meetings. I mean, some people got excited.
No, really?
I remember it all.
That was you again.
I'm just saying that I think, just in spite of all that, or because of all that, I think it was probably worth the.
It was worth the back and forth, yeah, because it made it a better document.
I'm sorry. I think at the end of the day, the diversity on the board made it a better product. And the diversity, I think, we didn't get a group of community advocates that all thought the same way. And I can point to specific people that thought entirely differently than other people, and they were all sitting in the same room.
Well, I think there was a lot of thought went into how do we engage the community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And every planning board member was able to come up with two individuals that they thought would be good to be on there, and then we opened it up to the community so that it wasn't just limited to planning board members and their friends, but to the entire community.
And I think another part that we don't talk about a whole lot was when we were very early in the process, when we started developing our areas of concentration, the planning board members went to an area they were interested in. Mm-hmm. You didn't just say, hey, why don't you cover this? And I had no interest in it. We went to those areas, we gravitated to those areas we were interested in, and had subcommittees, and they were pretty interesting sometimes too. But I think the whole process was, the pounding was probably worth it. I don't know if it was for you or not, but I mean, you took a lot more of it than we did, but
it was good.
I think it's what made it the document it was.
Well, the other thing is, when we first started, where we spent several months just reviewing other counties, other cities, other documents, so that we knew what a good plan looked like, we knew what a, you know, poorly put together plan that, you know, didn't grab your attention looked like. You know, plans that, you know, just somehow didn't quite do it. And so I think it's a real testament to the planning staff that, you know, this is a document that when you look at it, you want to read it. I mean, it's not boring. It's not sitting on a shelf. It's something that, you know, really encourages people to open it and look and say, oh, what are we talking about here with the way you laid it out with all the different diagrams, with things tying back, so that it really has become, I think, a live document and not just something on the shelf that, you know, an awful lot of these documents can do. And that's because, you know, Mark gave us that list of what, we had like 25 of them that we had to review or something. I mean, it was a long list, and but it paid off. So we understood the whole range of what was possible.
The other thing that we haven't mentioned was there was a lot of community interaction. The staff, board members, we went out to at least 30 different community events, community centers. Maureen canvassed areas of the county with a questionnaire that we had. It truly, we touched over 10% of the county's population with this. And there was a lot of effort by staff and by planning board members to make that happen. So I think it reflects a lot of what the community does.
I think we probably generated more interest than any kind of document had in a while, because I don't know about the rest of it. I'd sit in restaurants and people would come and talk to me about it, and he's like, dude, I'm eating lunch. But, you know, so it generated interest in ways that I think, you know, the flood control ordinance doesn't. You know what I'm saying? And nothing personal about flood control. It's understanding.
That's timely.
Right, yeah.
It would generate interest right now.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good discussion. I came in on the tail end about the last year of the process, and I was in a few of those back and forth. Not too bad, but I really do believe that it's a much better document because of that. And staff was the driving force throughout it. I'm sure I speak for the planning board before I came on as well. Really helped us navigate some of those tough issues, tough situations. And, you know, to me, one of the things that stands out is this is a nationally recognized award-winning document that is homegrown. We didn't pay somebody to come in here. This is easily a six-figure plan, easily. I've participated in some of these. I know what they cost, and the time and effort that was put into it. It's could have easily spent that kind of money, but this is homegrown. We had natural, willing representation from the community, and as we see, it's not something that's been put on the shelf to collect dust. It's something that we're continuing to refer to and work on. So, congratulations.
Have you thought about doing a press release, just announce the award, maybe generate a little interest in it?
There was a press release that went out.
I didn't see that. It was on the paper.
It was prior to going down. I have not done anything. Have not done anything since last month. We may try to do a follow up. I was kind of hoping that. Media used to come when we were actually talking about some of these things. What they wanted was to see Mike and Maureen or Mike and Chris Hogan. That was, they wanted quotes from them. I mean, it's pretty bland from
them. So,
when you go to an expo, right? You see the rest, right?
That's right.
Why do you go to an
expo? If we have the time, energy, we've got some pictures of the cake. We may try to just say planning board and get a couple of quotes from you. We'll send you an email saying, can we get some quotes? And if we want something else, it's going to have to be us generating it. But at this point, really the main thing is we've got a fantastic document because of the citizens of this county, because of planning board members that spent a lot of time and interest in this. And we're working it now. And so that's the main thing.
I think there are other groups in this county who could look at this process
see how it worked, see why it worked, and use it, and they would be much better off the things they're planning to do.
Well, now that I'm not on the planning board and I'm only a candidate, I can say what I want. I held back sometimes.
You held back?
I thought we're past the public comment.
What was really funny in regard to your comment was there were comments about how dysfunctional this board was, and we hammered it. I mean, we went straight through the process. It was very contentious. It was very loud. It was very abrasive sometimes, but we...
But out of that comes good things.
Well, and we had a process that people could look at, like you said.
Right.
Even though it looked nasty, it was like watching sausage being made.
Yeah.
But I think from that, we developed not only a good plan, but a good process.
Right.
I agree with you. Now, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
What's all you say out there? I'm around two people agree on everything, only one's doing the thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't... I don't think there were two people in the room that agreed on these things.
There were a few meetings I came to, I told my wife I was headed to the sausage making.
I wasn't sure I came to myself
sometimes. Yeah.
Anyway.
It's part of the process.
I just don't know how you all did it for 2 years. I mean, it was
unbelievable.
It's 2 years.
We actually went back three boards because we started the process in 2013 with a report about land use, current land use, and it sort of grew from there. I mean, Mark knew what was coming down the pipe, but we started with that process. That was 2013, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it went 2013 or 14, one. But that led into the comprehensive plan. So,
all right, we'll move on to, did you have another?
Yeah, under what I was going to do, but we've got cake here for the masses. and I think more time needs to be on that and then get out of here. But there is under director's report, just a couple of things.
Okay.
At the table, you have a letter from Daryl to the county commissioners on the back side of that one right there that you're holding. That was the other one that you just put down.
Okay.
And on the back side of that is a summary of our work for the year. And it's basically Kaylin has just gone in and she has said what were the highlights of each meeting, and part of our charter, part of your charter states that you have to give an annual report. And if that's okay, it would be nice to have a motion allowing the chair to sign. And then we will get that to commissioners. And we will also, with that, provide basically the same presentation that we provided, but in a little bit different format to county commissioners and managers. But this is required as part of our annual reporting process. You can go ahead and cut the cake if that's what
you need.
Motion to approve. Second?
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Second.
All right. No discussion. All those in favor of approving this letter indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Like sign? All right.
Great. Thank you.
Happy to sign.
And then just to real quickly, Cedar Mountain we talked about already. We had a really good meeting up there. It's been a great meal. Potluck dinner up there. Bob was there, recognized him as a planning board member. And I think they're really interested in the small area plan, whatever that means. And we don't have any prerequisites. We don't know what it's going to be. We don't even know where the boundary is. We made it very clear it's going to be up to them, what they want. And then we have to try to figure out how can we make that work within the constraints of this county. And when I say constraints of this county, the county that really does not want to look at zoning, but is interested in what local communities want and trying to build from that. Everybody, if you haven't heard or seen the signs, the information session on Broad Street, North Broad Street, we have handouts here. If you would like to see the maps for that and what they're doing, you're welcome to that. There will be a public information meeting next Thursday to talk about the Pisgah Forest intersection and what they're planning on doing with that. And we really encourage you to be there.
When's it?
That's next Thursday from 4 to 7.
In the library, in the Rodeo Room.
And already mentioned, the State of the Seniors report is online, and so that's it. That's all I've got, sir.
All right. Thank you. Moving on to item 8, public and board member comments. Anybody got anything else to include? I will say thank you to Mike, Maureen, Lee, and Sam. Thank you all for coming out. Thank you to the board members for being here. If there are any other comments, I don't want to rush along too fast, but there is cake waiting. All right. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion second.
Second.
All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Session about the intersection.
Next Thursday.
Thursday.
Four to seven. I think that the planning board members that were involved with it, with the creation of plan, we should be able to get a picture of you guys cutting the cake.
Yes.
You know, so much, you just talked about